let's bring in Ryan O'Reilly of the Nashville Predators. They get a big win last night against the Vegas Golden Knights, one of the best teams in hockey. Ryan, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fantastic. Win number 1,000 for the franchise. And I got to say, watching the game Saturday, I know you guys didn't get the results you wanted, but I thought you played well. And I felt like that translated into last night, especially at the start, a very strong start for you guys. And you were able to take that throughout the game, even though Vegas battled back, you know, through stages of the game. How did you feel like the overall play was in the last couple of games?
Yeah, it's been good. Yeah, that Washington game, I thought, you know, we talked about it. We, you know, did a lot of good things. We, outplayed them probably 50 minutes, and then, you know, we let them kind of hang around. We didn't, you know, we needed a couple timely goals that we didn't get, and next, you know, we finished the game, and everyone's disappointed, but, you know, we outchanced them. We had more possession than them, and, you know, it's tough. So that's just the way the game goes sometimes. You can do a lot of, you know, outplay a team and lose, and that's what happened. And, you know, last night, you know, I think we, you know, we're starting to find this identity, and it being hard to play against, especially at home, too. We're making it a difficult building. I think, again, after the first two periods, I think, what is it, 10 shots that we've given up. And, you know, that's being hard to play against, and that's, you know, it's fun. And it was nice to get some early goals as well. But, you know, at times they made a push back, and again, too, that's one of the best teams in the league. But you know, we hung on. Everyone kept working. No one kind of, I guess, broke in the sense, and we get a big win against a good hockey team.
It's well documented. We know you guys have not been satisfied with the way the season has gone to this point. But you played on a team that was in a similar position that ended up winning the Stanley Cup. You know how this league works. That, you know, things can change at the drop of the hat. So when you guys are looking at the rest of the season as a whole, and, you know, there's noise out there about a 2% chance of making the playoffs, does it almost motivate you even more to just go, hey, we can't control that. Let's control what we can control and just go out there and play hockey. And it almost takes some of that pressure off. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, no, for sure it is. Yeah, like you kind of said, I think we've all been disappointed, expected to be in a much different position. And I think now we, you know what, we, like you said, let's just control what we can control. Let's go out and let's, you know, just win the next game. Let's go out there, leaving out their plate like this is the only game that matters. And you can see by doing that, again, still we want more results, but, you know, we're feeling better about our game. There's a sense in the room, you know, everyone's working and working together, and momentum's a dangerous thing in this game. And if we can find a way to get that and throw a few together and throw a bunch together, it's gonna, you know, we're gonna try to tiptoe, crawl our way back into this. But it, you know, that mindset of just, hey, we're winning the next game, we're gonna be tough to play against, we're gonna give you nothing, and you know, we keep building it from there.
You know, in fairness of obviously different team, different players, different organizations, but do you reference, you know, your time in St. Louis and that year in particular in which you guys were out of it at one point and then ended up winning the whole thing? Do you kind of look back on that and think of some things that took place that you might can apply here?
Yeah, I think when I look back at that year, I think for myself was, you know, much more disappointed and maybe a little more quieter and not sure. And I think after going through it, I think it's kind of helped understand that, hey, you know, there's always a chance. This game works in crazy ways. And I feel it kind of helps me kind of have confidence that, hey, like, you know, we're never out of the fight. And it helps me kind of be more vocal in that. And I try not to be, you know, bring up the past too much and be like, oh, when we won, sure, this is what happened. And, you know, because every team is different. But I know for myself, having been through that situation, know how frustrating it was. I know that, hey, I can draw light to that and kind of help be a voice of, you know, us sticking with it and, you know, keep delivering the message that our coaching staff delivering of just our, the way we play. And so it, I think helps me, I think, having been through that, to know that, hey, this is possible. And, you know, don't quit, you know, don't quit or have guys give up on each other. Keep being, you know, keep sticking with it.
We're talking to Ryan O'Reilly on the Chase a Big Joe show. And Ryan, I asked Philip Forsberg this last week
the fine line between mad and being frustrated. Is there a fine line, and is it good to be one or the other?
I would always think, mad, I think, is a little bit more engaged. You know, you're more engaged what you're doing. Like, frustrated is a little bit, I think, a little more outcome-driven, if that makes sense. So it is kind of a fine line where you can play with that edge, play mad against the other team and take it out on them. I think is a much better way than being just frustrated because, things aren't going your way. And, I think that makes sense. But
It does. Barry Trotz told us years ago about one of the most frustrating things to play in hockey against a team that's a desperate hockey team. I don't think you guys have hit the desperate level, but is that true? I mean, when you play a team that's just like, look, we got nothing to play for, we're going to go out there and give it all we got, is that a tough team to go up against?
Absolutely it is. And, yeah, that's what we've been feeling. Like, it's, again, a lot of disappointment, but over this last little bit, it's like, like you said, who cares what this, the standings say, and we're going to go out there and just make it miserable on the other teams. No matter if we're playing, the Golden Knights, the Capitals, or anyone, we're just going to be hard to play against and keep fighting.
That last night, the 5-3 win over Vegas, one of the top teams in hockey, that had to feel good, right? I mean, you guys took it to them. You played hard to get the early lead. You held on. That had to feel good after the game, right?
Oh, yeah. No, it felt really good, especially get some early goals. And, those first two periods, I thought we, for the most part of the game, we had the puck. Our possession was great. Everyone was working and just being hard to play against. And, we get into the third. Obviously, a great team. They're going to make their push. But we hung on and got a big win. And, it's nice to see, when you go up against the best team in the league that, we can beat them. And we can, we can. We can play with anyone in this league, and we have to kind of just keep proving that each night.
Ryan O'Reilly is with us here on the Chasing Big Joe Show. Now, I always wonder this, as I look at the goal totals right now, Steven and Jonathan are at 14. Stammer had a good night last night. You had the empty netter. You're at 13, and Phil's at 12. Do you guys have a steak dinner on the line of who gets the most goals, or are you kind of just pushing each other right now?
No, we're pushing each other. We, as a group, we don't have nearly enough. So we're pushing it. We're trying to get everyone to put the puck in the net. If we can do that, if everyone can, raise their level and put the puck in the net more, it's only going to give us a better chance to win. But, you want it to be competitive with guys. You want guys to, want to lead the team in scoring or points. And, you have that. It's a good, healthy, competitiveness thing that is important. But, we'll take any goals from anyone right now.
But before we let you go, obviously today and tomorrow, a big for the organization as the Golden Hall will make its debut. David Poile, who's been the architect here for a long time, is the first GM. And then two guys that you had to battle against in Shea Weber and Pecorine going in there. I know it's special, for the guys in the room that played with those guys and played under David Poile, and also somebody like you that played against them. How cool is it going to be?
Yeah, it's going to be a special afternoon. It's obviously, like you said, I had a chance to play with Shea at World Cup for a bit and just got to know him through that. An amazing guy, but playing against him, just the competitor he was, you'd see him in the corner and you'd absolutely just throw you around, and his shot when he'd wind up, you're just praying it doesn't hit you because you're going to break a bone or something if he does. But just an incredible competitor. And Pex, too. I was trying to think about it, but I don't think I ever scored on Pex. And that's, I wish I had, because obviously he's one of the greatest goalies, I think, of all time. And two just amazing players that, not only great for the game of hockey, but for the city. I think they're, two people that represented the city so well and made it into kind of the hockey town that it is now.
Yeah, for sure. Ryan, always appreciate the time, and best of luck here in the next few games. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys. Have a good rest of your day.